Sarah Palin is attempting a political comeback in Alaska. She's one of 48 candidates in a special election to replace the late Congressman Don Young. Palin quickly picked up the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. But Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin discovered pushback to the former governor, even on Palin's conservative home turf around Wasilla.
When she endorsed then-presidential candidate Donald Trump in 2016, here's how Palin described her people.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religions, and our Constitution.
Other than the bitter part, that description fits Alaska Vietnam veteran Ron Johnson to a T.
Once you get into it, you know, no telling how many guns you'll have.
He lives in a log house in Butte, 25 miles from Wasilla. He's got a Trump sign on his driveway and another sign proclaiming his house is protected by the Second Amendment. And Johnson does like firearms.
Just right here, there's one above me and two sitting here and one on my waist, and there's guns all. That's why we're careful.
With an American flag t-shirt under a camo-patterned fleece jacket, Johnson looks like he's of the milieu Palin considers her own. Johnson voted for Palin for governor, but now?
I think she's out of touch with Alaskans right now. You know, she's moved into a different circle. She was a vice presidential candidate. I don't think that the people here, you know, we don't take her very seriously.
Johnson says it's fine with him that Palin used her celebrity to make money. But other local conservatives say she damaged her stature at times, like with her 2020 appearance in a pink and blue bear suit on the show The Masked Singer.
To me, it's just made her more of an embarrassment to Alaskans than someone to respect and support.
Karina Wentworth is a stay-at-home mom and marketing manager who lives in a well-tended house with clapboard siding in Wasilla. Her politics, like Johnson's, are clear from the driveway. A small banner proclaims her household is pro-life, pro-God, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. But even with Trump's endorsement, and even though her kids go to middle school with Sarah Palin's son, Wentworth is just not that into Palin.
Her focus has become more centered on herself and less on Alaska. So, yeah, I would like to see a candidate that is more Alaska-focused.
Her own dim view of Palin is in contrast to that of her in-laws in Georgia. She says they watch Palin on Fox News with stars in their eyes. Outside a supermarket in Wasilla, people offered a broader range of views about Palin, from adoration to indifference.
My name is Jennifer De La Vega. I was born and raised in Alaska, and I don't think many people up here have a very high standing of her.
I'm Dan Lewisberg, and I think it's great that she's running. I'd like to see her win. I think it'd be good for our state.
One woman called Palin a quitter. That shopper is not unique. In a survey about 3 years after Palin resigned from the governor's office, Anchorage pollster Ivan Moore says more than half of Alaskans had a negative view of her.
We asked them why, and quit, quitter, all the way down. Every other comment was quit or quitter.
Moore, who previously worked for several candidates running against Palin, asked Alaskans again in October whether they have a positive or negative view of her.
Her positive negative came back at 31 positive, 56 negative. So that's the immediate problem.
The Palin campaign declined several interview requests, but Palin told reporters at Congressman Young's funeral that she's traveled in the lower 48 but never moved away from Wasilla.
Still in the same house, same group of friends, same group of political supporters, and this is home.
Her popularity may be tarnished, but Palin is a household name. Just about everyone expects she will survive the 48-way primary because in Alaska's new voting system, she just has to be one of the top four candidates. What happens after that is harder to say. With help from Jeff Chen in Wasilla, I'm Liz Ruskin for NPR News.